This goes to Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Altman, A-U-L-T-M-A-N, P-A-C, fax 810-275-0307, regarding Jennifer, last name Jolly, J-O-L-L-Y, date of birth 5/6/1975. Dear Ms. Altman, this is a consultation for Ms. Jolly, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels. She has been experiencing abnormal levels since September of 2021, and the ranges are between 1.2 and 1.7. June 21st, the creatinine was as high as 1.7 when she went into the emergency department with right upper quadrant abdominal pain. They did find a right staghorn calculi with hydronephrosis, also gallstones, and she had a UTI at that point. And there was a staghorn type calculi noted in the lower pole of the right kidney and hydronephrosis. She also had atrophy of the left kidney with staghorn type calculi noted in the mid to upper level in the left side. She has a history of recurrent UTIs, which are associated and generally cause the staghorn calculi. And she was also referred to Dr. Kirby for evaluation and treatment. And she saw him on October 4th of this year. And he is going to send CAT scan films down to the Ann Arbor University of Michigan urology specialty clinic to see if it's possible to have surgical removal of the right staghorn calculi. Possibly the left side, too, also can be evaluated. Currently, the patient denies headaches or dizziness. She had not been seeing a physician on a regular basis prior to her ER visit in June of this year, but has been seeing you since she established care with you. She denies chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no current diarrhea, constipation, blood, or melena. Urine is currently clear, no cloudiness, no dysuria, no foaminess, no visible blood, no sensation of urinary infection at this time. She denies edema or claudication symptoms. Past medical history is significant for hypothyroidism, bilateral staghorn calculi, depression, obesity, anemia, iron deficiency type, right hydronephrosis, and bilateral kidney stones, and also suspected pyelonephritis in June of this year. Recurrent UTIs. She was ill with COVID-19 infection in May of this year and also in September of 2021. She did not receive any vaccinations, and she has a ventral hernia. Past surgical history, she's had a cesarean section, tubal ligation, and laparoscopic cholecystectomy in October of 2022. She does report intermittent problems with cloudy urine for many years. Her middle son was born prematurely due to her having a severe UTI at the time of delivery. Social history. The patient is divorced. She occasionally consumes alcohol but does not smoke cigarettes. She works as a direct care worker for Listening Ear. Family history is significant for diabetes, heart disease, thyroid disease, hypertension, cancer, liver disease, and depression. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Physical examination, her height is 65 inches, weight 276 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130/70, and pulse is 76. Her neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise, and no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, slight non-tender is actually in the right upper quadrant due to her recent surgery. No ascites. Extremities, no edema or ulcerations. Drug allergies, she's allergic to penicillin. Medications, prenatal vitamins, one daily. Synthroid is 50 microgram daily. And rarely she uses ibuprofen 600 milligrams as needed for severe pain. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 17th of 2022, and creatinine had improved from 1.7 in June down to 1.2 with estimated GFR of 48. Albumin 4, calcium is 9.6. Sodium 137, potassium was 5.3, carbon dioxide 24, phosphorus 3.6. She had 30 plus protein, 2 plus blood, greater than 100 white blood cells. Her hemoglobin is 9.4 with a normal white count and normal platelets and small cells. Also, iron studies were done 9/26 of 2022. Iron is low at 20. Percent saturation low at 5, and ferritin is 11. 9/9 of 2022, creatinine 1.2, sodium 137, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 21.6, albumin 3.6, the calcium 8.9, and magnesium 1.6. At that time, hemoglobin was 8.6, so it is improving. Urinalysis, 9/9 of 2022, 100 plus protein, moderate leukocyte esterase, moderate blood, and she had a large amount of WBCs and red blood cells and bacteria. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease. That's secondary to bilateral staghorn calculi and recurrent UTIs. And anemia, iron deficiency type. The patient should continue to have lab studies done every 3 months with the urinalysis. She's going to call Dr. Kirby's office to follow, see what the University of Michigan plans to do. About removing the right staghorn calculi. She may need some prophylaxis to prevent UTIs since we understand that staghorn calculi are generally caused by chronic UTIs. She also will follow a low-salt diet, and she's going to be rechecked by this practice in the next 4 to 5 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.